Hi, hello everyone. Welcome back to Nollipod with me. I'm Noxie and you're listening to Nollipod. Hey, I'm back again. I'm so sorry. I think I have been absent for like 2 months, I think. Yeah, it's kind of my bad habit that apa ya, kalau udah kadang udah udah bikin podcast gitu kan, bikin berapa episode, terus habis itu kayaknya ya udah gitu. Sometimes I lose my mind a lot, like I want to talk everything, but sometimes I don't want to talk that much. Like I want to keep it myself, but sometimes also I don't have that energy to talk about it. So yeah, that's the kind of mind problem. So sorry if you listening this and waiting for that long. Yeah, maybe I'm kind of in that situation. That's it. So how are you guys? I hope you're good. And yeah, semoga baik-baik aja. Dan sekarang udah bulan Oktober, tanggal 28. Jadi tanggal 28 Oktober ya, bentar lagi Halloween. Dan bulan ini juga kemarin aku berulang tahun di usia yang ke sekian-sekian. I don't want to talk much about my real age because you know, like ageism. Sometimes I just fear kind of judging with the number. Because, you know, like, I don't have much friend right now because my friend have their own path, so we don't talk that much. Or maybe I have close friend, but we don't show up on social media. We just talking on the phone, chatting in WhatsApp, and we are not in the same city. That's the problem. And the other thing, sekarang lebih banyak temenan tuh sama yang lebih muda gitu kan. Kayak I don't mind with it, as long as as long as kita feeling equally, I think it's not a problem. Because we treat each other like the same with us. So I don't think number is kind of big deal. So that's the matter right now. So yeah, kadang tuh gak kerasa juga kayak, oh usia aku udah segini gitu kan. Tapi kayak gara-gara temenan sama mereka gitu kan, teman banyak orang. Tapi it's kind of good and fun. I think like we don't have to think that much. Oh, aku udah umur segini, aku harus begini tuh enggak. Tapi lebih kayak, oh, I think it's pretty cool. Oh, I think, oh, in that di usia mereka ternyata mereka udah mikir kayak gini ya ternyata. Padahal aku dulu kayak enggak segitu-gitunya juga gitu kan. Tapi kadang aku lebih mikir kayak positifnya aja sih. Tapi kalau udah annoying ya, ya mending mundur-mundur cantik aja gitu. Terus apa lagi ya? Sebenarnya banyak hal yang terjadi selama 2 bulan ini, kayak everything berjalan terlalu cepat, jelas. Cepat, mendadak, spontaneous, but I think it's kind of part of life that I want to to be participate gitu. Jadi kayak kadang kayak ya kalau nggak sekarang kapan lagi gitu kan. Kayak sometimes I just want to warn myself like I don't have much time right now. I don't know how long I live in this world, and I don't know my life, my future's gonna be, because I'm still single anyway. I don't have much planning for my future. I think it's all right if I have this kind of life like in 5 years, But I don't think so. I just want to be rich, actually. Yeah, I mean, like, I enjoying every single thing in my life. Like, I don't have any problem with that, with my status, with my lifestyle, I think. Yeah, my lifestyle is kind of problem because I didn't work out too much. And in my age, metabolism is kind of slow, very, very slow, and it makes me gain weight a lot. It's kind of my problem, I think, but you know, but when I was thinking about it, I just want to eat in and eat. I don't care about anything. Yeah, and the other story is I've been have some experience first time in my life, like yeah, you know, I was joining the fan sign. Yeah, my first group, Thai boy group that I joined, fan sign activity, and yeah, luckily I got it. I winning like one of 100 person selected, and I'm not sure enough at the first, like, wow, I don't have much money at this time. Like, in July, I've been going there, and now it on September, and I feel like, are you serious if I go there or not? But I'm okay, I'm not going there. So at the first, I just facing the face like, okay, it's all right, I'm not going. It's all right, I'm not going. Sampai berapa hari kemudian tuh kayak kepikiran terus kan, kayak uncalculate my financial. Because what do you expect with the minimum wage? Right, so I just like okay, I calculate estimate what my cost, because I have to back short time because I have to pick up my mom on the airport, and that's the rush time at that day, I think, like at that week, I mean. So I have to make faster decision, like I gotta go or not, I gotta go or not. So yeah, and I booking my flight, and yeah, and after that I go there, I make it. So in other while, I have some kind of situation with my office, with, yeah, you know, like the workload sometimes is not really fun, and yeah, I have to manage that things and that, and yeah, and actually I just want to make sure that I'm that healthy enough, because the last time I went there I got sick, and it makes me ruin my plan, everything, and oh my god, I don't want to do this anymore, like I don't want to get gak mau sakit lagi lah gitu kan, jangan sampai akhirnya ya udah, dan I don't have prepare anything for the fan sign, like sometimes prepare like any, I just blank at that time, I don't know how to want to say that to my beloved idol, but you know, like what I have to saying, like you know, sometimes I just want to watch them far away, and I'm not sure enough what I want gonna talk to them, because I'm not that person that too high curiosity. And asking them directly is kind of confusing at that time. So I just prepare some point that I want to talk with them. And I know I cannot prepare anything in Thai language because I don't know, my pronunciation is so bad and I had not practiced for a whole year. Even though I went to Thai pretty often, but it doesn't mix me to good fluent in speaking because I will always talk with them with English even though they talk to me in Thai, so that's the kind of problem. And yeah, and finally that the day has come and pretty tired because we have to wait like a few hours before we entering to the place, to the venue, I think. And yeah. And I got nervous, very, very nervous. Like, I'm shaking a little bit because, you know, like, I don't wanna really that I cannot controlling myself that what I should gonna talk to them. Like, oh my God, what I should do now? Like, okay. And I don't prepare moment like ask for help people to record me because at that time they didn't allow us to record closely to the artist, like no voice recording, no selfie, no photo, and we can just do it by it agak jarak jauh gitu, siapa kayak direkamin sama teman gitu kan. Dan saat itu aku kayak nggak ada inisiatif juga minta tolong gitu. Untungnya salah satu teman aku orang Vietnam tuh kayak nawarin, aku rekamin ya gituin. Oh iya gituin sampai ya udahlah gitu kan. Aku sampai kayak sedikit bodoh amat gitu, kayak ngapain gitu kan. Kayak I just want to, yeah, in other time I want to make this activity is meaningful, but I don't know how. I don't know how to ask for help. I don't know how to make this, arrange this kind of beautiful moment for myself, because usually I just do that thing for others. But for myself, I don't know. I have a zero expectation. I have zero plan. And yeah, that's happened. And at the first, I talked with, oh yeah, I do not have mentioned before or not. Yeah, I met Process. Process is kind of one Thai boy group that I adore so much. Like at the first, I don't really interest that much. But after watching their performance, their ability, and I think some kind of story and personality, I think like they have a great ability for the standard of the Thai idol. I think they gonna if the company and the audience work so well, they gonna be bigger one day. So I have put much that expectation. So that's why I want to support them. Then I just want to, you know, kayak pengen mereka itu bisa gede gitu. Jadi I want to kinda apa ya, gak tau bahasanya, seperti itulah pokoknya. Intinya kayak ingin membesarkan lah, ikut raising them to be big star gitu. So yeah, that's the happen. Like almost a year I into them, like watch every step they made it, like in every in stage, both Thai and international. Like, wow, it's gonna be great. So that's why I remember also that's why I'm going. I went to the fan sign I ever wrote. That promise that if the Process have the first concert or the first fan sign, I want go there, whatever it takes, I want to go there. And I'm full my promise to that. Yes, you know, it sounds cheesy when you're talking about your fangirling things, but yeah, I don't care. And yeah, I remember that time, and yeah, and actually I talked a little bit with them. We had just like a 30 second in every each member, a totally like a one, wait, 30 is like a 30 kali 5 150 detik, 150 detik berarti 2 menit setengah gitu gak sih? Kenapa jadi bodoh matematika? Yaudah, I think like in every each member, I don't know how to speak at the first. I just have the notes in every the photo book, the album. And you know, when I got the meet them, terus notesnya tuh tiba-tiba kayak hilang. Terus aku harus buka-buka apa namanya foto albumnya, itu kayak bolak-balik, ini mana ya gambarnya mereka ya, kayak gitu-gitu kan. And I talked to the first person, like, I want to thank you for speaking about the gender equality, about feminism, because he's kind of little bit some activist. He read a lot of book, and shout out to Nay Persis. So I'm thank you for that. And the second one, I got talk with Plagi. Plagi is the Magni, is the youngest person in that group. So he's really friendly, and like before I meet them on Fansign, and beberapa hari sebelumnya itu aku udah ketemu sama mereka itu di ada event kecil gitu kan di Siam. Terus kemudian kayak ya biasalah celometan gitu kan, kayak hi Plagi and something like that. And he kind of not notice me, and like I think I know you before, like at the first time we meet on that fence, and she said like that, oh really, yeah, we met like yesterday we met, blah, blah, blah. I said like that, and I said like I'm from Indonesia, and yeah, not really kind of much we have talked, because motwella we running out of time. And the third person is Kritin. Kritin is like my, you know, like my bro, I think. So the first thing I said to him, just in case he recall what I'm saying to the saying the same thing like Plagi, I said hi Plagi, something like that. And then Kritin, I said the different, like I said, hey Kritin, I love you, something like that. So very cheesy. If you watching this video, I'm gonna shame myself, like oh my god, is it really me saying this and in front of you much people, like yeah. And I talked to him like a little. I just he focused on the signing my photo book album, and he just like what kind of request you like to do, oh me to do something like that. I just want to, oh, on the next month I will have a birthday, so would you gonna sing me happy birthday? And yeah, that's happened, sing me happy birthday, and you can check it on my Instagram. He's singing the happy birthday. Yeah, I secretly record the voice under my back. Sorry. And the next, I met the Palm. Palm is kind of cute, like a golden retriever soul. He's very cutie. And I don't know how much about Palm in personally, but yeah, I just want to mention that I'm from far away and just from Indonesia and something like that. And you're gonna, and I know he likes BTS that much, so I just want to see them a little bit dancing. I don't know, Seven, I think. Oh, can you dance your favorite song, BTS? Oh, yeah, yeah, something like that. So, and the next one, the last one, I mean, last one is Jung. Jung is kind of the eldest, yeah, the leader. And he like, and I don't know, maybe my gesture is kind of more tomboy. And he was like, yo, how are you doing? And like, how are you? Like, are you good or not? And I say, I'm not, because I'm too nervous to meet you all. And he said, oh, really? Me too. I'm not really well too. It's, I think on with Jung is very more relaxed, I think, but in other way, I'm still not in normal, stable situation. Like, I'm still mumbling and everything. Like, I keep open the photo book to find out his page for the signing. And the last one, I think he noticed that I wear the silver heart necklace, and he said like, oh, I like your necklace. No. I said, oh, thank you. But no, I like you more. That's the end of the fan sign. And yeah, I think the 1.5 minute with them is kind of very short, and I don't really make it that perfect, but it's okay. I think this is kind of my first experience. I think it's gonna be okay, and I think it's gonna be my first and forever, like, I don't know, if I have a get the chance, I don't know anymore, should I go or not, or should I be better than this? And yeah, I'm not sure enough, because I have much plan for the next year, I think. And after the friend sign, we have to wait like 2 hours for the preparing the mini concert. And the mini concert is very, very beautiful, intimate. Like, it's not, it's just only like 500 person in that room, and but they give us the best moment. Like a performance. And yeah, at the last song, we cried together. And yeah, and my struggle only, I'm kind of too short. I wear the boot shoes, but sometimes if I stand too long, it will be hurt my feet, and that's the problem. And also, I haven't eat after fan sign to concert yet, so it makes me a little bit cranky. That's the problem. So I remind myself if other chances I have to eat, because it will be ruin my mood and everything, because I feel so tired at that concert. Actually, I just I can focus, but not really that much, because I concerned with my feet, and I don't have much I cannot apa ya, nggak bisa ngeliat jelas karena terlalu pendek. Itu kan kayak it's kind of some kind of problem. And yeah, dan aku kadang cuma pengen lihat mereka gitu kan. Kadang juga beberapa momen aku udah nggak kerekam semua, but that's fine. I think First time is gonna be memorable in my mind, not in my phone. Yes, that's the kind of story for my fan sign and the mini concert of process. I don't know who's gonna listening to it, but yeah, I want to make it in podcast just in case I want to recall my memories back. I think it's gonna be jadi lebih berguna aja gitu. Nanti misalkan aku pengen dengerin lagi kayak, oh iya ya, dulu kayak gini gitu. So, that's all for my late podcast. Yeah, maybe I will make it another episode shortly. And thank you for listening and see you. Bye-bye.